This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for December 29th. I'm Paul Plack. Some travelers stranded in New York City area airports are now being told they might not get home until 2011 after a winter storm that combined high winds with up to 32 inches of snow across parts of the Northeast U.S. The NTSB has issued its final report on Joseph Stack's suicide attack on a building housing IRS offices in Austin, Texas back in February. The board says the remainder of the investigation has been turned over to the FBI. A teenage girl in California who was seriously injured in an accident at Truckee Tahoe Airport in September of 2009 is suing the pilots of the airplane, claiming it carried too much fuel. A Cessna representative assisting NTSB investigators found CG of the 206B was within spec and weight was 204 pounds under max gross. Density altitude at the time was 7,605 feet. In the attempt by FlightPrep.com to shut down competitor RunwayFinder.com through a patent infringement suit, Dave Parsons of Runway Finder has started a legal defense fund. There's a PayPal button on the website. And a Navy investigation finds the crews of two MH-60Rs don't need formal disciplinary action for undertaking an unplanned hover over Lake Tahoe, which ended with both helicopters getting wet. The report found the crews didn't complete the necessary engine performance calculations. It took $500,000 to return the choppers to airworthiness. The Navy does say specific administrative measures are in progress for the aircrew and squadron to prevent a similar incident in the future, unquote. Find the full versions of these stories and more in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, meet Rod Hightower, who entered the who's who of 2010 when he was introduced as the new president of EAA back at AirVenture. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.